Welcome, Reading Finningsway Forum on Facebook. This is Ian and Bob once again, and we're starting the 55th episode. And it's going to be the middle of page 562 is what we're doing. So it begins, and since we are talking aimlessly of Bruca Sloop crazel days, who does in sleep room number Tubis, the two birds? Holy policeman, oh, I see. Of what age are your birdies? They are to come of twinning age, so soon as they may be born to be eldering like those olders while they are living under chairs. They are
okay,
they
okay, wait. Don't lose a sentence. That's good. Okay, now they're setting the thing. Everybody's arguing about arguing. They're arguing about arguing. And the Brooks Loop and the Cradle Days, that's the Democrats and the Republicans. And they're in the sleep room, in the skiff. They're in the skiff, stealing records left and right, running around all over us. Two birds, there's two sides, and they're gonna get rid of, they used to defund the police, and now they're saying, holy policeman, oh I see, yeah we messed up. The cops got hit by the birds, by the birdies. And then that lays into the other sides of the new ones that are coming in have grudges and are going to be bad, bad police officers because they're not being trained and they're woke and fill in the blank. And then the old ones are getting out and sneaking out and not doing anything because if they arrest somebody, they take them down to the hoosegow and they're out before the paperwork's even filled in of how they're supposed to be arrested. So it's like a tale of two cities. Where if you have law and order, you don't have the crime like you do have in the big cities that have defunded the police, which sounded like a real good idea. No prison, no guards, no killing, no stealing, no, oh wait, that didn't work out. See, the rub, it never kind of works out because they're never together from that side without some moral compass to say this is inappropriate. You know, if you kill them a little bit, that's okay, but if you really, really kill them, yeah, that's bad. We got to see about this. We don't know. Okay, go ahead.
They are, and they seem to be so tightly attached as two maggots that touch other. I think I noticed. Do I not? You do. Our bright bull, babe, Frank Kevin, is on heart sleep side. Do not you waken him. Our far herd bode. He is happily to sleep, limb of the Lord, with his lifted in blessing, his bushel iosa, like the blissed angel he looks so like. And his moo is semiope as though he were blow-delling on a bugle. Whene'er
okay. Pay attention because we've got to do this. So now it's laying out the difference. The Kevin McCarthy, the Frank, the one who speaks frankly. And here we got everybody's looking at wearing their hearts on their sleeves, kind of as it said. But they're being cheeky because now they're asking, saying, do not waken him. They're basically being cheeky to say, are you woke? Are you woke? Our far herd bode. We're ahead of this and now we've really messed it up because now we're really messed it up. And we can't just now, it's not about, well, we burnt down the building, so fix it. It ain't no fix it, you just gotta rebuild it. And that's from the top down, bottom up. And when you get it like that, all of a sudden you're having a different conversation because there's almost nothing to say. Trump always makes the reference at this point. We're going to have to do this. We're going to have to do that. He says, but it's over. You don't have a country anymore, which goes right into what we've already said. But that's going to be developed a little later. We're not there yet, but we're getting there. Go ahead.
Whenever I see those smiles and eyes, his father Quinnet again. Very shortly, he will smell sweetly when he will hear a weird to wean. By gorgeous, that boy will blare some night when he will take his Dane's pledges and quit our Ingleterre's tears. Spite of undesirable parents, to wind him to America to quest a cashy job. That keen dean with his vain nonchalance. Stop it.
Yeah, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Bob Deverett, 202. See, they did it in code here. They got the dean part in here. That's pretty interesting. But what they're saying is that you got to look here. They're not doing it. They're trying to go to America to get a job, a cashy job. Of anything to do, because you don't have to work, you don't even have to, well, and Dianne Feinstein's getting paid, and she don't even go, she ain't been there in 120 days, because she had the shingles. Shingles is painful, and then she is 209 years old, so that's understandable, but at the same time, it's like, okay, But then again, Fetterman hadn't served a day yet, or finally he served one day, his monstrosity election, and now he goes in his hoodie and shorts to Congress. Pretty funny. He finally went back after a little bit, and they didn't even say snot to him. So all this fighting, quitting, living, having, doing, it doesn't really matter, because it's the parents that are laying this thing together are furious, with all this problem. And so this is the non-solence. Mm-hmm. And then they got the King Dean with his dean, non-solence. His nonchalance, nonsense, non-solence. That's what's being presented, that the dean is engaging. Here we go.
Okay, so what is, you said the parents are mad? Who are the parents?
Yeah, everybody's parents of the children in the schools that got fucked up in the Amy Weingarten debacle.
Right. Okay, that Keen Dean with his Dean nonchalance. Oh, I adore the profane music. Dollar Mighty. He is too adorable, really. Unique. I guess to have seen some kid like him in the storybook, guess I met somewhere some lamb to whom you will be becoming like her. But hush, how unpardonable of me. I beg for your venials, sincerely I do. Hush. The other, twin dawn cod liver side, has been crying in his sleep, making sharp shape his incisors on some first choice sweets fished out of the muck. The steak in our mead. What a teething wretch. How his book of craven images. Here are posthumous tears on his intimel, and he has pettishly bespilled himself from his founding pen as ill spent from inking horn. He is Jim.
Okay. Whoa. Now, this is coming back into the whole side. This inside gives two parts. This is talking about all the Hunter Biden foolishness, all that. The laptop, all the details, depravities, and they're going to put a stake in his heart. Okay, he's got to get it worked out. And that's listing his book or his laptop of craven images, you see. Mm. And the posthumous tears with his intertail. He would never dream. He wanted to catalog everything. Well, he did, in such a way that now that it's found, you can't undo it, you see. Because if they're trying to figure out if that laptop is real, which then, of course, you see the government paid 51 people to say, yo, this is Russian disinformation. Look, it's not hard to figure out. This is not hard. You take the laptop. Everybody's got the laptop now. Everybody's got the laptop. Bob's got the laptop now. It's all done. It's all settled. He just got it because he wanted to look at the pictures, being Donkey Intercourse does a lot of things for Bob. He really enjoys that. So he thought he'd have some pictures of it, you know, a good document to hold the day. Then what happens is there's emails to the big guy. Well, those emails were sent to people. All you got to do is go to those people, wherever it was sent to, and see if that email is there. And then the IP address of that laptop and the IP address of where it went to is certainly well documented. That's how it goes. That's how you save things in the trash, and you can take it out of the trash. Remember, Bob?
Yeah.
Okay. So then it settles it. Because if Russia is going to steal a laptop, send a dirty email from years ago, and have an answer back, and then answer the answer, then Russia's been running it all along. See, it gets a little gregarious after a while. It's not like one email that they had to sneak in and change the IP address to. You see? I mean, for example, if you got an Apple card on your computer, try to take your Apple card off that computer. You can't do it. You can delete it, but it's still there. Okay, now go ahead.
Okay, and he has pettishly bespilled himself from his fountain pen as ill spent from inking horn. He is Jim Job Joy Pit Poo Pat, Jotum for a Sobrat, Jerry Yahoo. You will know him by name in the capers, but you cannot see whose heel he sheepfolds in his rot hand because I have not told it to you.
See, now this is laying out the depravity of it. It's really bad. We know it's really bad, we just don't know how bad. And then it was just Hunter, and then it was nine Biden, and then it was the big guy, Joe, and Jill, and all of them. So it's like the way that they laid it out basically are going to in just a second. At this rate, there's not, if they actually prosecute them, which he should be already in jail, even the Democrats are saying that, if he did all that stuff and everything's so awful, why ain't he in jail right now? And then, of course, the Republican says it's because your Department of Justice won't file it. You won't press charges. You know it is. The gun alone is 15 years. And you lie, he's on drugs, buying a gun. It's 15. They moved it from 10 to 15 years. Why ain't he in jail? If that's true, and he admitted it. But anyway, okay, so it's all catching itself up. It'll be in the papers.
Okay. What? It will be?
Yeah, in the capers. It's in the papers.
Right, yeah. Oh, fetal sleep. Fatal slip. The one loved, the other left. The bride of pride leased to the stranger. He'll be quite within the field.
Oh, wait. Gotta get that. That's Hunter going to the case for his four-year-old. The one that Joe Biden doesn't know how many grandchildren he has or where they are located. He talks to them every single day, all of them, every single day. Where he's going to get, they're going to have to present his documents for his child support case, which he wasn't going to go. The lawyers are going to do it, and the judge got fit and said, you're going to be here. That's your baby, that's your baby mama. You loved one, you left one, you married one, you slept with your dead brother's one, but he was sleeping with it. Anyway, he must be pretty virile. He gets around, is a nice way to say it. Hunter, that is. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, good. The bride of pride leased to the stranger. He'll be quite within the pale when with Lord Byron brow he vows him to so toss to be of the Sir Blake tried bleak, while through life's unblessed he rode axe, he rode backs of Benares. Are you not somewhat vulgar with your bowels? Whatever do you mean with bleak? With pale Blake I write tinting face. Oh, you do? And with steel white and blackmail I have sent for my sweet and an anemone's letter with the gold of my brightest hair betied. Donatus his mark, address as follows. So you did? From the cat and cage. Oh, I see and see. In the ink of his sweat, he will find it yet. What Gypsy Devereaux vowed to Lillian, and why the elm and how the stone. You never may know in the preterite. Oh, perhaps that you would not believe that you ever even saw to be about to. Perhaps. But they are two very blisky little porterines after their bed scrums. Jerk off and eats up. As for my part opinion, indeed. They would be born so, co-starred, Puck and Prig, the merry boy at Donnybrook Fair, the Godolphin lad in the Hoy's court. How thrilled one shall be as that tale told of Formio and Sigalet. What folly innocence. There's what pep of puppyhood. Both farm hearts shall become yeast cake by their breakfast. Must be something in there to comment on what we've done. Nothing?
There is. This is laying out how everybody's changing the story. Half of the country says there's nothing, there's no here, there's no there, there's no here. Mm-hmm. And the other half that says they have absolutely inundated the FBI, the NSA, the CIA, EIEIO. They've invaded all of those, and they're all not doing what they're supposed to do. They've been investigating hunters for 8 years on this, and then started in 18, gotten serious when they did a special prosecutor. Now they're on the special top prosecutor, and they're really working on it, and they're trying to figure it out, but they're just understaffed. But just not 30 minutes before that, they were able to put 80 FBI agents in Twitter to give them direction on what they should scold or turn off or take down or take their blue check mark off or send them a mean letter, a warning letter, saying you better say what we want you to say or we're not going to say it. Did you hear what we said?
Yep. All right. I will to leave of my copper-wise blessing between the pair of them for Rosengorge, for Greenafang, Bleck and Tin Soldies, wheels in a sniff box. Psalms hold, all's parted. Weeping shouldst not thou be when man falls, but that divine scheming ever-adoring be. So you be either man or mouse, and you be neither fish nor flesh. Take, and take, delicate niche. Be ones as we's forgives now the hour of passings, symbols quick with quelled. Adieu, tough to do for these nice presents, carry Jevin. Still to sorrow. Turn the page.
Yeah. you want to stop right there, you may, but you don't have to.
Okay.
But that's a good.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's a pretty good run if you want to go a little more, because the other's one big paragraph, the whole page.
Yeah, so let's comment on what we just did there. Donnybrook Fair.
Okay.
Donnybrook Fair.
So now, Donnybrook Fair, this is where it's all coming into the mass conundrum, the answer, a reckoning is coming, and they've got to figure out how they're going to do this, or if just Hunter's going down, or is it going to be Biden to jail, or Biden for prison, or Biden for, what happened to Richard Nixon? Yeah, it was not good. Impeachment. Resignation.
So they're working that out. Is it involved Republicans too? Rhinos?
Sometimes, but there ain't many of any of them left, because now the Yellow Dog Democrats are jumping on the other side. See, that's what's happening now.
They're jumping on the Biden faction.
No. They're leaving the Democrat Party and coming to the Republican Party.
Oh, okay. All right. Jiminy, what is the view which now takes up a second position of discordance? Tell it, please. Merck, you notice it in that rear way because the male end tail partially eclipses the fem covert. It is so called for its discord, the Mecedo. Do you ever heard the story about Helios Crucis, that white and gold elephant in our zoo park? You astonish me by it. Is it not that we are commanding from fullback, woman permitting, a profusely fine bird's eye view from behind this park? Finn, his park.
Okay. So now, that's laying out the details of getting down to some of the gory details. But it doesn't just deal with Hunter. It basically starts to navigate all of the corruption forever, you know, forever, at every level. And then, see, so you can't, Marjorie Greene lays it out pretty good, but you can't get to her because she's so deep in it to actually get questions answered as you're working with it. But that's how that flies, you see. It's becoming,
she,
it's
she
a
She won't two-part. Answer your questions? She won't answer your questions, or she can't
correct,
get answers out of the politicians?
Yes and yes. See, that's what I'm saying. It's twofold. Just like you can't get Hunter hemmed up on anything, well, they won't admit to anything, and now they admit to everything that's nothing. And then they fight about it, and then they start screaming, and then they can't figure out who's right or wrong, but then they just say, okay, you're going to jail, and then they don't do nothing. Okay.
A profusely fine bird's eye view from behind this park. Finn, his park, has been much the admiration of all the stranger ones, Greekish and Romanos, who arrived to here. The straight road down the center, see relief map, bisects the park, which is said to be the largest of its kind in the world. On the right, Providence confronts you, the handsome Vines Regent's Lodge, while turning to the other supreme piece of cheeks, exactly opposite, you are confounded by the equally handsome Chief Sacristary's residence. Around is a little amiably tufted, and man is cheered when he bewonders through the boskage how the nature in all Frisco is enlivened by gentlemen's seats. Here are heavy suppers. 'Tis for daddy's housing for 100 heirs of our super thin thousand. By gum, but you have resin. Of these tall warts are yielded out juices for joint toils and pepasses for painums. Listen it.
Okay.
It is a tree story.
Okay. So then you run around the other side. Now they're going into rolling fatties and figure out who's going to get it and who's the super thin thousand. And then for it is for daddy's housing. That's Joe Biden's money. For daddy, you know, that's for the big guy. The heavy suppers.
Okay, listen it. Tis a tree story. How olive, that fair olive, was a planted in her life side. How Tenaboom held Tonabloom. How rude in Norlandies. The black and blue marks athwart the wheel, which now barely is so stripped, indicate the presence of Sylvius Beltings. Therewithal, shady rides lend themselves out to rustic cavalries. In yonder valley, too, stays mountain sprite. Any pretty deers are to be caught inside, but it is a bad pity of the plain. A scarlet Parnell, the Irish politician, a scarlet Pimpernel now mules the mound where anciently first murders were wanted to take root. by Feud, Biongalian, Talking Tree, and Sinning Stone stay on either hand. Historical leaves droppings may also be garnered up with Sir Seamus Swiftpatrick, Archfield Chaplain of St. Lucan's. How familiar it is to see all these interesting advenements with one snake's eyes. Is all? Yet not. Mm-hmm. Here ones. At the bottom fundus of this royal park, which with the V-gate, with TVI gate, Shy Asian Gardenin, is open to the public till night at late. So well the sister strides, so will the pedestrians. Do not fail to point to yourself a depression called Hall Hollow. It is often quite gutter gloomering in our duo and gives wanky Irish thoughts to the head, but the banders of the Pentapolitan police forces bassoons into it on windy wooden days, their well booming Wolvertones. Hobos! Hobos!
Uh-huh.
What do you say about that page?
Yeah. What they're doing is they're grinding it out, trying to expose it, and figuring out how they're going to parse it up. How they're going to put the dot on this and the emphasis on that, and won't talk about this at all. Notice how they split their tables up, how they split the foods. They don't want it to
where's
go
that?
Thing. It'll be ha-ha.
Tables.
The tables are turned, and they mm-hmm. used it as a reference in a food thing. And then you get all the way down to the sinning stone thing that's called mm-hmm. the feud. In the well, which is the talking tree. You know, used to in the day you had to have a talking stick in a circle to share. Well, mm-hmm. it's like the talking tree is where they have to go to give their speeches.
As they're trying to work it out for all the Bidens, is that what you just said?
Mm-hmm. If they can, yeah.
Okay. We're both doors too begin to tremble by our moving pictures at this moment. When I am to place my hand of our true friendships upon the knee to mark well what I say. Want to say something?
No. Just to mark what I say, I'm going to stand here and I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you again and I'm going to tell you again until you get it. If I say it enough, then you're going to have to believe me. You won't have any choice.
Through shades who? In Amsterdam, there lived a... But how? You are tremblotting, you wretch Ed, like a very Jerry. Neat? Will you, a Genezer, gaze, boodle of sob, the field, you? Yes, how it trembles, the timid, Vortigern, Gortigan, overlord of Mercia, or doth brain skin flinch grief? Stemming, what boyishness, soul shadow shows, tis just Jibberweek's joke, it must have stole, keeve silence, both, put shemayo. I have heard her voice somewhere else's before me in these ears, still that now mm-hmm. are for mine.
Yeah.
What's going on
yeah,
there?
That's just laying out all the details, of how they're going to, the War of the Roses starts.
Okay. Let up, slew Musies, stunner in the air. You were dreaming, dear. The Padraig, the Fothrig, Shoe. Shoo! Here are no fantares in the room at all, Avakeen. No bad, bold, fair than dear one. O pop, Capello, Moy, Malanchili, Malchik. Goth, Garad, father, go down, fall away, tomorrow, the lucky low to Lublin, for make his thorough brass grossman's bigness. Take that
yeah,
two-piece,
yeah.
big slap, slap, bold, haughty, bottom
getting
side, pap, 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 pap.
Getting bigger and bigger and bigger and worse and worse and worse and problem, more problem, more problem. As we go.
We're a big guy. Mr. Big
yeah,
Guy.
Very,
okay, very. So then, the mother languages. Lee, knee, dormus? That's snowbone, dormass. Kia, lee, creas, nicti? I roll with him, then that's suddenly, all in your imagination, dim, poor little brittle magic nation, dim of mind. Shoot me now, dear. Shoom of me.
Shoot me. That's what they're actually coming up to. They don't want to be killed, but they want to die, but they really would like to be shot.
Okay. While every stream winds selling on for to keep this barrel of bounty rolling, and the night mail afar from morning mirrors. When you're coaching through,
won't be long.
Coming, something's coming in the mail. When you're coaching through Lucid on the sulfur spot a visit, it's safer to hit than miss it. Stop it is in. The hammers are telling the cobble. The picks are hacking the saxums. It's snugger to borrow a bed than ballet on Broadway. Tuck in your blank. For it's race, pound, race the hostie's chair, all roads to ruin, and layers by lifetimes laid down riches from poor men. Cried unions to chip, saltpeter to strew, gall pitch to drink, stone bread to break, but it's bully to gulp good blueberry pudding. But it's bully to gulp good blueberry pudding. Doze in your warmth, while the elves in the moonbeams, feeling why, will keep my lily gem gently gleaming.
Trying to keep up with the roses again for the war.
Oh, the War of the Roses, okay. Where's that indicated, roses? Is that said anywhere?
Yeah, no, it's intimated from earlier, and that affects the black and blue markets.
All right. In the sleeping chambers, the court to go into half mourning, the four seneschals with their palfrey to be there now, all balaming in their celibates and sharpening up their penicils, the boofy there soaker soon at hold-up tent sticker. The swab sister, Katya, to have done talking and to keep shaking and down her drogidars, those 12 chief barons to stand by duodecimally with their folded arums and put down all excursions and false alarms and after that, to go back now to their Runnymede farms and recompile their magnum charterums with the width of the road between them and all harems.
Yeah, now this is where this is your patriot movement. This is all the people out in rural everything with a freezer full of good aim and at least 10,000 rounds of 306s ready to go.
The Maybrides all in favors gay, to strew sleety cinders on their falling hair, and for would-be joy bells to ring sadly ringless hands. The dame dowager, to stay kneeled, how she is, as first mutterer with cord and coil. The two princes of the tower royal, Dolphin and Devon, to lie how they are without to see. The dame dowager's duff gerent to present weapon, blade drawn to the full and about wheel without to be seen of them. The infant Isabella from her coin to do obeisance toward the duff gerent, at first furtherer with drawn brand, then to court to come into full mourning. Herein see ye fail not.
Yep, this is where it all winds down here in a second, where you start having some action with some of the various arrests, not just Hunter, but others, officials also.
All right, the next section is like four pages straight. So should we stop there?
Yes, of course. I said stop at the top of the 564, but that's okay.
564.
It was fine. You got through it. You got through it, so that's good.
Okay. So, you didn't comment too much. You let a lot ride.
Great. We did on purpose because it's developing. Gets a little bit ahead of it, and we don't want to spoil it, and we don't want you gambling on it, because you'll make it happen, even if it's still in the ethers, if there's a choice.
Yeah.
But there hadn't been a choice so far, but we'll ride with it.
So we did 562 to 566, two-thirds of 566, or three-quarters. So open up the chat lines, but before let me see. I have an announcement to make. I'll unmute everybody, and then everybody be quiet, and I'll tell you what happened.
All participants are now unmuted.
It's unmuted. Okay, so when I posted the last session, episode 54, a week ago, I went over to the forum, Reading Finnegan's Wake, and actually I guess I did post it, and then I went back to look at something a couple days later, and there had been a little ID attached to my post, and it said top contributor. I also post something about Zappa and Finnegan's Wake, and they named that one top contributor. So Clint Carroll, that's his name, he runs it. I assume he gave us the little honor, so I thanked him. I said, my team is honored, team in quotes. The point is that our efforts after 54 episodes, we're honored, noticed by the bored of reading Finney's Wake Facebook page, so that's quite an achievement. Anybody want to say anything about that?
We couldn't have done it without you, Bob.
Yeah. It could have been done without me. But the top contributor, I don't know if I dreamt this or something, but I think it's a monthly notation, a monthly honor. But I don't see it anywhere. I don't know where I saw it. Maybe it was somewhere else on the site. Anyways, for a month, we are the top contributors. So let's thank Clint. He's been a fan of what we're doing from almost the beginning, so that's pretty good.
And the crowd erupts with elation.
Okay, anybody got some comments on what we just did? You guys know what's going on here? You know, the parents are looking into the two children who are disturbed in their sleep, or at least one of them is. Basically, they're talking about the kids. Anything anybody want to say?
Sounds like we're at the beginning of the true swamp cleaning.
Yeah, that's true. But the two kids, one kid is a trans and can't get any attention to choose what they are. And the other one is a Republican whose mama's scared they're going to commit suicide because Amy Weingarten wouldn't let them go to school and told them they were worthless because they liked somebody named Trump. So that's the tale of two children.
What's that you said, Era, about boiling? What was your word?
It sounds like all of these court cases are boiling, doing up to some results, finally. I mean, we've heard this one is getting sued and that one is hauled into court, and nothing becomes of it. But now it sounds like they are coming closer to true effects.
Here's the best one. They've been hauled off to Guantanamo Bay and they cut their heads off. Oh, really?
So, go ahead.
One swift chop.
I picked out a sentence on page 566, Bob, second paragraph. The four seneschals with their palfrey to be there now, all ballaming in their cellar boots and sharping up their penis hills. What is that all about, Arne?
The ongoing argument of what the rule of law is going to be and who's going to adjudicate it.
Is that leading towards the Constitutional Convention?
It will, but that's not what'll cause it. See, you're gonna have other rumblings, what do you call it, wars and rumors of wars. And Finn knew this when it was laid out, or James Joyce knew this, to lay it out way back then for just this right now.
Mm-hmm. He saw it coming to a point in America?
Yeah, of course. But, of course.
And that white and gold elephant in our zoo park, I mean, are we not classically in the zoo park already? I mean, is the world not just one huge zoo park?
We say yes, and it's also, like, talking about recession and the recession and all that, so how do you have a global recession?
Right.
How is everybody all of a sudden poor? Like you're passing around money like it's rock candy.
And what is the reference to white and gold elephants? Is the elephant in the room? What is the reference to the white and gold?
No, the problem, the white is the reference of the paper.
Right.
All the money that they printed. And the gold is it's the things that actually have a relative value.
Value, okay.
Whatever that is, but that may be a cryptocurrency or RNA drops or, you know, pick something. It's all fine.
Right. And then further down on that page, the straight road down the center, and it says sea relief map. Is that the splitting of the continents?
No. That's the splitting of the parties.
Okay. And there's a relief map. There is an actual road map to the splitting of the parties.
Yep, that's exactly, and it's being played out. Because Schumer says, oh, hell no, over my dead body. And they say, okay, we understand. We can arrange that over your dead body. We can work that out. And then on the other side, it says, no, you're going to be responsible for this. You're going to every penny, every dime you sent to Ukraine, we're going to look at it. We're going to see it. Every one, every time, blah, blah, blah.
Hmm. Okay.
I, on page 556. Sorry, Bert, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Chad. You did. Go ahead.
Okay. Thanks. I, on 566, second paragraph, end of the paragraph, the Dame Dowager's Duff Gerent to present weapon, and then it says, obeisance toward the Duff Gerent. What is the Duff Gerent?
Oh, that is the way this is turned. The crazy turn, the daft contortion that's now put you in a position where there's no way out. You got yourself in such a kerfuffle, there's no way to fix it.
Who does?
Everybody. Both sides. You poison the well to prove a point, but now you got to drink out of the poison well.
Okay.
Because, see, the Republicans aren't any righter than the Democrats are. Because they're all doing the same thing.
In what way, though, Ayn? I mean, how are they all doing the same thing?
Well, they're arguing against each other, but they don't give a conclusion.
Oh, right. Okay.
You're not going to speak. We're going to bankrupt this country. We're going to default. And then they say, well, if as long as it's not more than $3 trillion, that's okay. But if it's $6 trillion, that's just over the top. We can't be going like that. I mean, you think about it, you kind of go, this is ridiculous. Balance the budget. Stop spending money you ain't got. And that's what Finnegan's Wake could say. It's turning into a battle royal over both sides being wrong. Well, the War of the Roses, neither party was strident in their position. They just decided, no, I want it. No, I want it. You're not marrying me. I'm not marrying you. We're not going to get married. This is my property. You need to own up. And then they have a 1,000-year war to figure out how they felt about it.
Basically. I, on the bottom of page 563, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven lines up from the bottom. It says, Fleck and 10 soldies, Wills in a sniff box.
Uh-huh.
What's going on there?
That's the ballot box. The Will is in the voting booth. Not public voting, but voting in the House or the Senate. You don't hear peep out of the Senate anymore. They're just laid back because they're not going to do nothing. They should. You know, they should, but they ain't not going to do nothing. And one more Democrat jumps to the Republican side, and it's going to be ugly.
In the Senate? Yes, or both, or what?
Yeah. Well, they already, the Republicans already got the House. I mean, it don't mean anything. But Manchin's all of a sudden... Joe Manchin's all of a sudden looking at them old Democrats looks pretty good for somebody that owns a coal mine.
So they will be ahead by one or they'll be tied if them goes over to the...
They're about tied now because Kamala's got she is the president of the Senate. She's got the tie-breaking vote. But if one goes, then it's over. Then they don't have that vote. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't work like that. They have the 51, so there won't be a tie. Unless a Republican votes for the Democrat, which happens all the damn time. I mean, you know, it's like, you didn't give me my, hey, you got the coal mine and I got the shaft. That's what happened to Joe Manchin. He agreed to the deal because his wife works for the Bidens, for the White House, or in the government. It's pretty cushy, so he went with the deal. Now, all of a sudden, he says, he hurt my feelings. That ain't what we agreed to. He stabbed me in the back, and I've got the hole to prove it. Put your hand in my hole. Put your hand in my hole. You can feel my hole. I'm hurt. And I mean, I'm going to present a bill that takes down the very bill that I introduced into the Senate. I'm going to vote to take down my vote of the bill I sent into the Senate. I sponsored. Now, when you start making sentences like that, and you a Democrat, that ought to tell you how topsy-turvy this little thing has turned. And it's, you can't make this stuff up. Comedy, Shakespeare had nothing on this. Lord have mercy. Rouse had never touched anything like this. And it's so very clearly laid out. With correct pagination, it starts to really start to make sense with the actual ongoing current events. So instead of Finnegan's Wake, it should be Finnegan's Day. Mm.
Hmm. Yeah, Bert, did you say something? Yeah, Bert said something. Ooh. Who else could say something?
Yeah, near the bottom of 562, Bob. Just one word. Dolomite.
Yeah.
Dolomite.
Dolomite.
Yeah, Dolomite. That is what they're thinking is important is being the almighty dollar. Because that's what drives everything. Mm. But now it's not working because, like you say, now they're now seizing First Republic. And it's a big boy bank. And when Fifth Third falls, it won't be pretty.
Fifth Third National Bank. Where'd that name come from?
Chicago.
Yeah,
look up Fifth Third National Bank, see what rating it is.
Fifth Third National Bank. Gotcha.
So is this First Republic, are they doing to it what they did to the Silicon Valley Bank?
No, they're going to sell it to another foreign bank. And then they're going to start foreclosing. Because people ain't going to pay money to a failed bank. They're not going to do that.
Well, if everybody's failing, how do they tell a particular bank is failing?
When they don't have enough, they run derivatives and they can't cover their float. Just what Bert did in Switzerland for all that time. Yeah. Fifth Third is what, Bert?
Fifth Third is a principal subsidiary of the Fifth Third Bank Corp. It's an American bank holding company headquartered in Cincinnati, Ohio. Fifth Third is one of the largest consumer banks in the Midwestern United States.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a regional bank because it has Fifth Third's client base spans retail, small business, corporate, and investment clients.
What did it merge?
Nothing. It just has a holding company that owns the thing called Fifth Third National Bank.
Yes.
Mm. And what is it in the rankings? You said Republic was 16th in the rankings. Do they have it on the rankings?
Let me see here. Trading rankings.
Now see what they're trying to do though. Here's the big program. What they're trying to do, they're trying to get everybody out of the regional banks and you've got to be in Wells Fargo, Chase, Truist, mm-hmm. you've got to be in the big boy, NA. So when they pull all that, then you have to sign up for their program. If you want money, cause there ain't no money, cause Bob's got all the money, then you're gonna have to turn around and take their money. And their money's gonna be a control. Well, as they said it, you're not going to own anything, and you're going to be happy about it.
So is there anything about that in what we just read, or that's coming up?
Yeah, that's what's happening. Mm-hmm. That's talking about the redistribution of the money, the value of the money, how it changes.
What we just read.
As part of it, yeah. But see, it intimates it. It doesn't say it outright. It will once it starts falling. But see, you're just a little bit ahead of that. But the next one, it'll go into it more and be more clear with directions.
So you're saying, as we've gone through, this is page 55, this repagination makes your commentary obvious if you put the pages in this order that we've done.
Correct. And then you go back and look at history from the before time of history, it's very accurate.
in this book.
Yes.
So, Ian, is that summed up at the bottom of 564, four lines down from the bottom? How familiar is it to see all these interesting advenements with one snake's eyes?
Correct. See, that's the serpentina that's slipping through here, making everything go down. They're doing it on purpose, but it's going down.
Ian, it's really interesting that you're talking about Fifth Third Bank is up next, because... five-thirds is the sixth degree interval of a pentatonic scale.
Cool. That's kismet-ish, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you were saying earlier that the derivatives had to do with the latch turning inside the lock.
As well. That's correct.
For the listeners... we do a lot on the pentatonic scale on other texts, other issues.
Ion, just for 2022, Fifth Third is ranked in the top 10 of the national banks in the U.S.
There you go. They're everywhere.
And the share price dropped by a third in March. About $37 down to 25, and it's bouncing along around 25, 26 presently.
And see, they're booked. They have to have deposits in order to do it. Well, everybody's looking at this, and they got a few dollars in the bank, and they go, Margie, the bank's failing. And it's just, and it turns into the Great Depression all over again. Because once they line up, they pull their money out. Well, you don't have to line up anymore. This is real easy now. All you gotta do is push a button on your telephone and the money's gone.
Okay, another minute. Any, you got a final comment?
I was impressed with that, that gentleman you spoke of, Bob, the gentleman of, the Finnegan's Wake, club noticed Iron's brilliance on the on Finnegan's Wake editions.
Yeah, Clint Carroll.
Yeah, that he's actually noticed how clever it all is. That's quite.
Yeah,
he seems
pleasing to hear that.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Have a great week.
Oh, I'm not.
Hey, Iron. Just before you go, Iron. Listen, I have a request. Send a message to me, maybe more JW, if we're having a private session on Sunday tomorrow.
Well, I can see. Okay, goodbye.
Okay.